It's member-supported Hawaii Public Radio and All Things Considered. I'm Dave Lawrence. Thank you so much for joining us. We're in our Atherton Performing Arts Studio, and we're lucky we've got a cat who's going to be joining us today for a little live music. Easy Street, latest album, Song Versations, the music listening card game we will also be hearing about. He's tonight through Saturday at the Blue Note. It's Eric Hutchinson. Aloha, mahalo. Welcome to HPR in our Atherton studio here.
Thanks for having me.
Nice acoustic, beautiful, sound good.
Yeah, beautiful.
Fits the acoustic guitar that you've got there. Now, one of the special things about Eric is, and we'll get to it, I guess, coming up, but growing up outside D.C., what were some introductions to music? Because you've obviously made it your life. Where did it start? Where'd you go, man, I like this?
I didn't really think about it. I've learned since then that I had a really musical family. You know, I've talked to some people that are just like, oh, we never had music on, and music was just always on in the house. My grandmother was a professional violin player, and she would get hired when acts would come through town. So she played with like everybody from Tony Bennett to Ray Charles to the Jackson 5 to Smokey Robinson, and I didn't get to see any of it, but she would tell me stories about it. And then like later on when I was kind of a little younger, she was playing at like musicals and even dinner theater and stuff, so I would go see a lot of that stuff. And I don't know, music was just always a big part of the culture in our house, in our life.
How about discovering the voice? Because that's, I mean, it's one thing to bang around on some stuff, maybe pick up a guitar, but singing, you're really putting yourself out there.
Yeah, you know, like I wrote my first song when I was 8 years old. I've always been a big believer of like, why not just make something up, you know? Like, so I wrote my first song when I was 8 and I was kind of singing it, and my music teacher overheard me, and she said, you know, why don't you come in after lunch and let's I'll show you what you do when you have an idea for a song. And she ended up writing, you know, she wrote the sharp music out for it and kind of showed me, and I still have that, I have that framed in my office actually, that song. And I don't know, it was just kind of the first time I was like, okay, this is just kind of what you do. And I just always made music growing up throughout school, and just kind of, it was always a release and a way of expressing myself, and but I never expected to do it, you know. I don't know what I was thinking.
A lot of us say that. That's not a surprise. Favorite singers that are people that, they don't necessarily have to be inspirations, but cats whose voices you really like to hear?
I grew up on the Beatles and Stevie Wonder, a lot of Motown and doo-wop and stuff like that. Right now, like, my favorite singer out there is Frank Ocean, who I'm just like, obsessed with. When I heard his first album, Channel Orange, like, I spent like weeks just depressed afterwards. And his new stuff, he's just really amazing to me, and he uses his voice in a really beautiful way.
And guitar players?
I'm more of a piano player guy, actually, but I don't know, I love a lot of jazz, and I one thing I hear from people about my music is that there's a lot of different sounds in there, which I like, and I think it's just, I like a lot of different music, and it all kind of ends up in there one way or another.
We're really blessed that you're holding your guitar in our Atherton studio here. What do you want to play for us today?
I'm going to play my song, Rock and Roll.
Oh, that's a big one. And it's Eric Hutchinson on All Things Considered, live in our Atherton Performing Arts Studio.
He's been waiting around for the weekend, figuring which club to sneak in. Fancy drinks and $50 cover charge. Lately it's been a big hassle, Heineken to Newcastle, to make sure he's fitting in and living large. Disregard the lies that he will tell him what it's probably like, 'cause it's not hard. His charm is gonna get him through the night. So if you wanna rock, he rocks. If you wanna roll, he rolls. He can roll with the punches as long as he feels like he's in control. And if you wanna stay, he stays. If you wanna go, he goes. He doesn't care how he gets there, as long as he gets somewhere he knows. Oh no, na 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 na. Heavy makeup and cut t-shirt, every girl out wants to be her. but they look the same already. Why adjust? Reading the magazine secrets, forgetting the topical regrets. Cause if she comes home all alone, the night's a bust, it's a must. Swiveling her hips and the look she gives, it's all a trust. If only in the morning she knew where she lived. Cause if she wanna rock, she rocks. If she wanna roll, she rolls. She can roll with the punches long as she feels like she's in control. And if she wanna stay, she stays. If she wanna go, she goes. She doesn't care how she gets there, long as she gets somewhere she knows. Oh no, na 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 na. And in a wink, on the brink, from drink to drink, and at the bar, with cash to blow, shot to shot, it's getting hot. Advance the plot to see how far it's gonna go. All depends. Oh, ditch the friends and grab a cab. Another chance, a cheap romance. Doesn't count cause the room is spinning. Nothing to lose tonight, they both are winning. And they fall in love as they fall in bed, they sing. If they wanna rock, they rock. If they wanna roll, they roll. Can roll with the punches long as they feel like they're in control. And if they wanna stay, they stay. If they wanna go, they go. Don't care how they get there, long as they get somewhere they know. Oh no, na 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 na.
Eric Hutchinson, his hit Rock and Roll, live in our Atherton Performing Arts Studio here on All Things Considered. Thank you so much for that. That was very, very tasty.
Thank you.
And great to hear it here. Now, you happen to be an Emerson College graduate.
Where that's true.
Not just myself, but the late, great Don Gordon, who was our late evening jazz host here and had been part of the station a long time, had quite a legacy in the islands. He went there, too. So
cool.
What drew you to that school in Boston?
I wanted to be a filmmaker and, kind of always while I was doing music, I was also really interested in film. And I went up to Boston and, I made a lot of my lifelong friends. I met my wife there and, it was just a really great time. I love Boston. You know, that's kind of where I started having people pay attention to my music a little bit.
She went to Emerson.
She did. Yeah.
And were you playing that around town there?
I was, this is an older song.
Yeah,
and, I was playing around, and mainly I was known for playing in the, I'd play in the stairwell because I had the best acoustics, and it was also like in the way of everybody who needed to get by with all their laundry. So like half people liked listening to me, and the other half thought I was really obnoxious.
This was in the dorm?
Yeah, in the dorm.
And then the clubs, Middle East, you play in the Middle East?
A little bit, yeah, Club Passim. I mean, everything is a lot of new stuff since then, but I love getting there, and sort of that's how, what I'm doing here in Hawaii is I'm playing the last couple of states that I played. So I've been reflecting a lot about where I sort of started. And I guess Massachusetts is probably the first state I played. And
you're at 48 now, I think.
Yes. Hawaii will be 49. And I'm playing the last couple of states I've never played before. I just felt like a little bit of a completionist check off the list kind of thing. So we went and played Alaska earlier this year and just did the Dakotas, and now we do Hawaii.
And who's 50? That's
Wyoming.
Oh.
Wyoming. It probably would have been better to schedule it the other way and have Hawaii be the final 50. But I'm really excited to be here, and the band is ecstatic. They're gonna be with me, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
It's really it's nice that you do that. You're also someone who tries to give some visibility to causes, which I appreciate at your site. When I was taking a look at it, you're an advocate for the Myotonic Dystrophy Foundation.
That's true, yeah.
And you have a very powerful reason why. Give some visibility to the cause.
My father has myotonic dystrophy, and it's definitely been just an effect on my life. And it was always sort of this elephant in the room with my family, and we didn't really talk about it. And I recently made the decision to get tested to see if I had it, and I wrote a personal essay about it. But when I was first looking into getting tested, I just had no idea where to even really be looking. And a big part of it was kind of just learning about the community, learning about the stats, all this stuff that my family just had never really talked about. I'm actually from here. I'm going to San Francisco to go to the myotonic dystrophy conference, which is going on. And I'm really looking forward to it. I'm going to be meeting all kinds of people. And in some ways it feels almost like an odd family reunion or something, where I'm going to meet a lot of people, because I never really knew people that had the disease besides my dad. And so it's been really helpful to talk about, and it's worked its way into some of my music. And the outpouring I got from people when I posted this on Facebook and on my website was really, really moving. You know, I heard from people all over the world. And that to me is just about, it's about releasing the stigma and just trying to normalize and make it just fact-based for me, instead of, because it was always fear-based for a long time.
Sure. Well, growing up, my mom had multiple sclerosis, and she ended up being quadriplegic, so I can completely understand. And it's great that you give visibility to it, because that's really sometimes the only way these things get visibility, is from people who take their own situation, their loved one, and to honor them or pay respect to them, they get it out there and into the medium, which is what you're doing.
Yeah, you know, it's just, I grew up feeling confused, and I think there was some shame in my family, and learning more about it has just been really mentally helpful for me. And I think next time maybe somebody sees somebody who has myotonic dystrophy, they can understand a little more, hopefully.
Yeah, well, that's the idea, to bring it up so that people who face all kinds of disabilities get the inclusion that we would want if we were in their shoes.
Right. Yeah. My dad is a very proud man, and he never wanted to use a wheelchair, and you know, so everyone kind of just would think he was drunk or something. And he's like, everyone's so much nicer to me when I'm in a wheelchair. And I'm like, yeah, because they don't think you're going to like hurt them or something. They understand you need help.
So. I read that in your essay. And your brother and sister have not gotten tested.
No. So it's continuing, you know, a part of my family. And I tested negative, but I realized that it's a big part of my life and who I have been and who I will be.
And you, two other nonprofits, get a juice from you, which is, I think, very cool. Operation Smile, Big Brothers, Big Sisters.
Yeah. I'm currently on the waiting list in New York to actually become a big brother. There's a very stringent process of getting cleared to do
it. That's
right. So I finally have a little bit more time off the road, so I've been wanting to do that. But yeah, I've just gotten to a point in my life where I just look around and I feel really lucky and fortunate for what I have and what I get to do. And I just feel like it would be insane for me not to
give back.
Yeah. You know,
that's pretty happening. No, I dig that. It's very cool that you would give the exposure. And Big Brothers, Big Sisters, what an impact you could possibly have, not to mention, you know, a level of success or the perseverance that it took to get there, but an instrument and possibly be able to share that with
someone.
Yeah,
I love eating. So I was like, I really want to make sure the kid I get paired up with loves eating, because that's all that's all I do all day.
Did you like going to the Middle East for food when you lived
in
Boston?
That's been one of the big things I've been excited about coming here is just,
you know, the food.
I already went and had some poi last night and
local food.
Yeah, I love getting the culture through the food.
Oh, well.
And the music. I love Hawaiian music, so I'm really excited to find some local places and stuff.
Any Hawaiian music going to be in your set, Eric?
I don't think I can handle that quite yet. I don't think that's what I'm going to do, is show up in Hawaii for my first show and play Hawaiian music. But I do really love it, so I'm excited.
Well, how about one more tune while we have you set up here in your handsome blue suit and with the guitar in hand? What do you have in mind for us?
This is a song called Dear Me. I wrote it to my younger self, and I kind of took the exercise kind of seriously, and I just thought it was a really interesting idea of like, what would I tell myself if I only had a few minutes? And then we did a music video where we asked all these, you know, all my followers and fans to like send a video of them holding up a sign of what they would tell themselves, so you can check out that video. It was really moving, because you could really tell a lot about somebody. It was really silly things, but then there was really intense things.
From what they put on their sign.
Yeah, you know, and It's been cool to be a part of. So
it's creative.
The song's called Dear Me.
It's All Things Considered, Atherton Performing Arts Studio with Eric Hutchinson.
Dear me, you'll be older one day. I'm writing from the future and you're doing okay. I said now, dear me, hold on to what you got. Things are gonna change, but change is better than you thought. And dear me, I know you're scared as hell of everything right now. But don't get lost in where you're going. Dear me, you're gonna fall in love with the girl that you live next door to. And you have no real way of knowing. Don't know who you are, don't know who you are, don't know who you are, but I know you're trying. Don't know who you are, don't know who you are, don't know who you are, but you're multiplying. Dear me, you'll be older one day. I'm writing from the future and you're doing okay. I said now, dear me, hold on to what you got. Things are gonna change, but change is better than you thought. Said you're gonna get yourself together. You're gonna get yourself, get yourself together. And dear me, don't keep people in your life who treat you like crap. And don't lose sleep over them either. And dear me, never give up on the good that rests inside of you. And don't believe the non-believers. You're gonna make mistakes, gonna make mistakes, gonna make mistakes, let them fall behind you. Gonna make mistakes, gonna make mistakes, gonna make mistakes, but they won't define you. Dear me, you'll be older one day. I'm writing from the future and you're doing okay. I said now, dear me, hold on to what you got. Things are gonna change, but change is better than you thought. Said you're gonna get yourself together. You're gonna get yourself together. Take care of family and the ones you love. Put all your energy into human touch. Staying young is hard to do. So when life's getting serious, don't take it so serious. Ooh. I said now, dear me, hold on to what you got. Things are gonna change, change is better than you thought. Said you're gonna get yourself together. Gonna get yourself together. And keep growing up, but don't get old. Take care of what you can't control. Respect the hearts that you will break. Forgive mistakes that you will make. If I were you, I would not care when some old man says to beware. But you probably won't listen to a word I say. Probably won't listen to a word I say. Probably won't listen to a word I say. But we're doing okay, dear me.
Man, you got a great voice. It really lends itself to your welcome being in a stripped down setting like this. Eric Hutchinson, and real lyrics too. What a great message to tell yourself or to tell anybody. I mean, it's...
But as I was writing the song, I was really like, I know I wouldn't even listen to me though. So I kind of feel like I had to end it like, listen, I know you're not going to listen to me, but we're doing okay anyway. Don't worry about it.
Well, it was a great ending, but to me, it's a very, I like that. That's a great message. That's a good one if you need a pick-me-upper kind of thing. Very inspirational.
Thank you.
You are quite welcome.
And I do want to do a quick pitch for our, so we're doing these shows at the Blue Note this week, and we're trying this thing that I've been wanting to do for a long time, which is like the Magic Hat shows. So pretty much we're going to only know a couple of songs we're going to play, and everything else is going to go in this hat, and we're going to let everybody in the crowd, but we're going to let people pick from the hat, and whatever song they pick, that's what song we play next with my band, and we're going to be kind of doing some stripped down versions, and I think it'll be fun for us because we're doing 6 shows, so I wanted to figure out a way to make every show a little
unique, different.
So it's going to be really fun, so come on out, maybe you'll pull from the hat, and it's going to be cool.
First time you've done that?
Yeah, I've been wanting to try it forever. We're going to kind of make you guys the guinea pig, and if it works, I'm going to take it on the road or something.
And Song Versations, music listening card game. I guess it made me think of that. Give a quick plug to that.
Yeah, I made a music listening card game. I missed listening to music with people. I feel like in this day and age, everything's very isolated. And so I started inviting some friends over, and I would just give them different categories, and we'd play a song, and we'd have some drinks and just hang out, and did it for a couple of months. And finally, my friend was like, this needs to be a game other people can play when you're not around. So I kind of like was like, okay, I kind of printed up some on index cards, and then I met a literary agent, and the next thing I know, I'm like pitching to a publisher's in New York. And we sold it, and now it's coming out, and it's called Songversations. You can get it on Amazon or on my website, and it's pretty much like Cards Against Humanity or Apples to Apples with listening to music. And I mean, I played it with my own parents, and I learned stuff about them that I didn't know. So it's a cool time.
It's pretty innovative, that and the hat trick,
yeah,
sort of thing that you're going to be doing. It's through Saturday at the Blue Note in Waikiki. Eric Hutchinson, he's been hanging out, playing music in our Atherton Performing Arts Studio, and all things considered, very grateful for your time, and I hope the gigs go great this weekend.
Thank you.